Hi, I'm Ryan Lilja, and this is Under the Helmet. Starting a new season is always a lot of fun. It's exciting more than anything because everyone in the NFL is 0-0. There's a lot of high hopes all around the league. There certainly is here. We always have high expectations, and this year, you know, I think they're the highest they've been since I've been here. So it's always a lot of fun. You go out that first game. You've been talking about that game since the schedule comes out, all spring, all summer with the guys. So it's a lot of fun. It's exciting. Defensively, Atlanta poses some challenges. They're a good defense. They're a fast, quick, sort of an undersized, kind of aggressive attacking 4-3, kind of multiple front defense. So they mix up looks. They bring pressure. Really, every defense in the NFL is going to throw something at you. It's week one. But just from watching them on film in the preseason, they like to get after you. They come off the ball. It's going to be a fun one. Well, I think we're pretty loaded on offense as far as the skill position goes. You look at every position, and we've got some talent out there. The receiver position, obviously getting Dwayne back, adds an explosive element that our offense needs. And having a couple different running backs back there, both who led the league in rushing a couple of years ago. I mean, from an offensive line standpoint, it doesn't get better than that. So to have Jamal and Peyton back there running the ball, both different styles, but both explosive backs, I'm thrilled to have Jamal back. I think all the guys who blocked for him are thrilled to have him back. It was tough to see him go down last year the way he did early on in the season, and that kind of guts you a little bit when you got a player who's as explosive as Jamal is, you know, and as dynamic as he can be. You know, to have him back on the field for us makes our job a lot easier, and it makes it a lot more fun to play offensive line when you got guys back there who can play like Jamal. I definitely prefer run blocking. I think most guys would. It's kind of what you start doing when you play the game. It's kind of nastier. It's obviously more aggressive. Pass protection is can get a little boring, but when you get the ball in Jamal's hands or Peyton's hands and you get out there and you get a block for those guys, it doesn't get much better than that. It's a pretty special thing to be from Kansas City and to be playing for the Chiefs, and that was one of the reasons that I came here. I grew up a Chiefs fan, coming to the games, got all kinds of gear back home that I used to wear. This franchise got a lot of history in the NFL, but it's got a lot of history for me personally. I grew up watching these guys, especially the offensive linemen. There were some years there where the offensive line with Willie Rofe and Brian Waters and Casey Wiegman and Will Shields, you know, even before that, Tim Grunhard, Dave Zott, nobody was doing it better than those guys. It was a special group, and you saw some really, really good offenses, and I think, in my opinion, it started with those guys up front. So to be a part of that tradition and to try to, you know, add to that tradition is humbling, it's special, it's really exciting for me.